Welcome back to We Are the BYC. This week we're going to hear from Calls, who is the human behind Yodi Rise of Adventure. Thank you for listening.
Welcome, Calls, from Yodi Rise of Adventure.
AKA Mommy Mando.
Oh yes, Mommy Mando. I can't forget Mommy Mando. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, totally. So, Calls, where are you from? Where do you live?
I live in a little province called Nova Scotia. It's in Canada on the eastern coast. It's really pretty. It's surrounded by water, and it's the highest tides in the world.
The highest tide?
Yeah, as well as lots of fossils. So you can go down to the beach and just like find some fossils.
Oh my gosh. How cool. What's like the coolest kind of fossil you've found?
Well, so you're not, if you find like a really cool fossil, you're supposed to like give it to the government. So I've never done that. There's a place it's called Joggins, and it's in Nova Scotia, and it's like the best place to go to get dinosaur fossils. So me and the husband, and I think I actually had Yodi at the time, we went down there, and the coolest thing I found was a foot.
A foot?
Yeah, like a little tiny foot and fish. Like, it was super fun.
Wow. And did you keep it? Do you still have it?
I did. Well, because like, when am I ever going to find a dinosaur foot again? Like, you know.
Exactly. What, do you know what kind it is? Or, I mean, it's like a tiny one, or is it, like, how big is it?
It's just a tiny one. I'm not sure the type of dinosaur it is.
Yeah, I guess that would take a paleontologist to figure that out. But that's so cool. Oh my gosh. Like, the pictures you show of just like your area there, it's so beautiful. It looks like very rugged and definitely not like California beaches. It's just, it's so, yeah, rugged, I guess, is the only way I can describe it.
Nova Scotia means New Scotland. So we came, like our settlers came from Scotland.
Oh, cool. So maybe you and Dale are related.
Maybe, somewhere down the line. I told Dale if we go over in 2025, then I'm going to stay on his couch.
Oh, you told him? Yes. See?
Yeah.
I tell you, I was telling Nicole this, like, he's opened up his house to everybody, so.
Scotland 2025, we'll meet up at Dale's house.
Yeah, we're putting that out there right now. Dale, you can't say no.
Yeah.
Hey, so have you lived in Nova Scotia, like, your whole life?
When I was... I'm trying to think how old I would have been. I think I was 18. I saved up my money and I went to Toronto and I just surfed on people's couches until I kind of got on my feet and stuff like that. So I stayed there for a bit and then moved back down to Nova Scotia, but Nova Scotia is definitely home.
I bet that was so different because, the town you live in, it's pretty small, right? Like, where you were like raised.
Yeah.
So going and living in Toronto, I bet, because Toronto's like a big city. I didn't realize how big it is.
It's ginormous, but it was so fun because I wasn't used to a lot of I wasn't used to cultures and stuff like that. So it was such a shock when I went up there, but it definitely made me appreciate a lot of things and cultures and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, I kind of had the same experience because I grew up in Oregon and very tiny town. The first time I left Oregon, well, to go to a big city, it was Denver, Colorado. And I was like seriously in culture shock. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, in Oregon, it's not, you know, just one straight culture, but the diversity is not as prevalent as it was in Denver. And so for me, I was only 14 at the time, but yeah, it's a culture shock when you go to a big city after having lived in a small town for so long.
Yeah.
So what do you do for work?
I'm actually not working right now. I like to say that I'm a stay-at-home trophy wife. I had to leave my career a few years ago because of my health, but I feel that that's one of the biggest reasons how I found the community.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I went from a job that had people surrounding me at all times to just staying at home by myself, and I didn't know what to do. So I decided I was going to start taking pictures because I lived in a really, really pretty area at the time. And I was just learning about Baby Yoda, but I didn't know too much about it at the time. But I saw the little plushes that everybody had, and I super, super wanted one. So I was searching and searching and searching, but I couldn't find one in Canada at the time. So I ended up ordering Yodi. So then he started being my focus of pictures. And then I just joined the found the community from there.
So had you been posting already before you found, like posting pictures of Yodi before you found the community? Or did like finding the community inspire you to start posting pictures and make an account for Yodi?
I think that finding the community inspired me to do it. And I realized that I wasn't just some weirdo, like posting pictures of a little green alien.
Right.
But other people are out there doing it too.
Yeah.
I started my account, I think June 16th of 2020. So this will be like the fourth year. That's crazy, hey? So I've seen the community grow so much. And, you know, people come and they go, that's a sad part of any type of community, but like, you know, it just has grown so much with so many different people and brought so many people together.
It was such an interesting time to find like so many like-minded people, I guess, that were pulled together by this baby.
The other day I was at the post office and I was mailing out cards, and the girl said, "You know an awful lot of people from overseas." And I said, yeah, I do. You know, and it made me actually feel really good, because I was like, wow, I have friends from all over. And it's cool because we get to learn about their different countries and stuff like that, too.
Absolutely. That's been like one of the coolest things for me as well, is learning about people's cultures in other countries. I would have never had that opportunity. So this has been like a super cool learning opportunity.
Yeah, especially the foods too, seeing all the different foods.
Oh my God, yes. I know, when we're in the chats and we're just showing pictures of our food and what everybody's making, it's like, oh my God, I need to come over there.
Yeah.
Although Yodi's, what is it, his slop that he calls it, that you make?
It's so good. I've been literally drinking it for years, but it looks like slop.
Oh, so you mentioned your hubby. What does he think of your account and Yodi?
He likes that it makes me happy. And I think that he thinks it's really cool that his wife posts pictures on the internet and has like a little following, and, you know, like just knows all these, met all these people. He's happy for me. He introduced me to Star Wars and the Star Wars movies. And I was kind of like, eh. And I mean, I liked R2-D2 and I thought BB-8 was cute and stuff like that. But I wasn't like, yeah, like super hooked on it. But then we started watching the Disney Plus and The Mandalorian.
So you weren't a Star Wars fan then, prior?
I was a girl that mixed up Star Wars and Star Trek all the time.
Oh, that's the cardinal sin with this community.
Yeah.
Do other family members know about the account, or other friends?
My family knows about my account. So we used to have family meetings, and I absolutely hated them by Zoom. So I used to put Yodi on the camera and just walk away from it.
And he would just be there in your place?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
My mom calls him my little green thing.
Your little green thing?
My little green thing.
Oh no, I can't imagine Yodi allowing that. Yeah. Oh, so she's not a fan of, obviously.
No, I don't think so. I have a couple sisters, siblings, who they all kind of enjoy it and think it's cute and stuff like that. One of my sisters actually are kind of upset that she can't show her children my account, because Yodi's just not really appropriate.
Oh no. Well, true, he does kind of go off the rails a bit sometimes, but that's why we love him. Well, I mean, you have Indy, so...
Yeah, that's true.
You know, she could probably show them at least those TV posts. Yeah. Indy keeps it pretty PG. Or G-rated, I guess is the word.
She keeps it zen.
Yeah, there you go. So how... Speaking of Indy, how did you come up with her name?
We got a dog, Ginger, 2 weeks before we got Indy. And I was seriously considering changing Ginger's name to Indy. She was a rescue dog from South Carolina. But then I thought that we can't take Ginger's name away from her, because that's all she had from her old life. So it's not fair to her to change names and stuff like that. So, you know, I was kind of like, okay, no, I'm going to keep it as Ginger. And then I won Indy in a contest. And when I opened up the parcel, I just knew instantly, like, it's just you have this feeling that comes over you, and you just know, like, yeah, this is Indy, this is her personality. Like, it's really quite amazing how that actually happens.
True, because when I got Bella, the same thing happened. Is I didn't even know I was getting her, and when I opened up the package that she came in, I was like, Bella. And it's like, it's so funny how that comes to you. What does Indy mean? I know there's some significance to that.
Indy is short for indigo. So I consider her an indigo child, which spiritually, they're believed to possess special, unusual, and sometimes supernatural traits or abilities. They're empathetic, curious, strong-willed, are often perceived by friends and family as being strange, possess a clear sense of self-definition and purpose.
I love that because I can totally, I mean, obviously, you know your baby more than us, but I can see that those traits are her. And isn't it interesting how, like, to people who are not in the community, you know, they're on the outside looking in at us with these babies, they don't realize that they have personality.
Yeah.
Like, Yodi has a personality. Indy has a personality. So for her to have Indy as a name, I think that's perfect because it does describe her.
Ah, that's really sweet.
What's been, like, the funniest or, like, the most embarrassing thing that's happened when you've been out taking pictures of Indy or Yodi in public?
I actually found the public didn't... Like, at first, when I first was taking them out to places, I was really nervous and, like, kind of embarrassed and stuff like that. But then I just figured out the public doesn't care. Like, you know, you're doing something and they're looking and stuff like that. And they're more interested in, like, what are you doing? And you tell them and they think it's really cool. I remember in Vegas, I was walking in the gardens and someone came up to me and said, "Whoa, you dress your Yoda?" I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Oh, did people do that?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I was like, "There's someone over there too." And, you know, they thought it was so crazy, like, but like crazy in a good way, like interesting. And I have had people come up to me and ask me like where I've gotten my Yoda at and how much for her. And so like, no, man.
That's true. Yeah. I know we've had people come up and ask if we're selling them or where did we get them? Do they sell them around there, wherever we're at? And it's so funny because I guess like for them to realize that, no, these are just the same Mattel baby that anybody can get, but they become ours when we do all these things for them. It's just, it's funny to watch their minds like understand.
Yeah.
Has there been any sort of like really memorable or like more impactful moment that happened because of your Instagram page, either like in your home life or?
My inbox is always open. For anybody who needs a chat, if you're upset, if you're happy, if you just want to have a conversation with Yodi, it's always open. So I think the most memorable or impacted moments have just been moments I've had in private with different people. You know, and just, it means a lot if somebody comes to me and is like, "Hey, I'm not having the best of day. Like, you know, can we talk this out?" Yeah, no problem. Like, I don't mind doing things like that. It's what community, it's part of being a community.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's true. I know I've personally talked to you many times about things that have been going on. And I always find that you have really good insight and wisdom and not only make me feel better, but are empathetic and you can relate to a lot of the things I'm talking to you about. So I imagine that you are like that for everybody else as well. And that means a lot to people.
Ah, oh, that's really sweet. That's the Indy side.
Right. That's not the Yodi part talking.
No.
So it seems kind of like, do you feel like you are like Yodi and Indy are both sides of you, like different parts of you?
I think so. I do. I think that like Yodi's kind of my twisted, like messed up type of ways of thinking. But you know what? That makes me. And Indy's kind of more the relaxed zen, like laid back part of me.
Absolutely. That's I think that's true for so many of us, like especially people who have more than one baby with different personalities. It's like those are different aspects of us in a way. So that's funny. I think it's exactly the way you described it. So let's see. You just came from Vegas, well, in October. For a meetup. Any plans to meet up with any other babies like in the near future?
In August, I've actually decided this year that I'm going to stay home. So in August, I'm hosting a Halifax meetup with See the Child. You can't see the child.
Oh, perfect. That's right, because she's in Nova Scotia too, right?
Yeah, she's in Nova Scotia too. She's a couple of hours away. So we're going to go up by close to where she's at, which is beautiful, beautiful area. There's a lot of like crashing waves and just like beautiful scenery and stuff like that.
Oh, man, that's going to be awesome. Is she in Halifax or is she like outside of Halifax?
She's just outside Halifax.
Okay. So then the meetup will be right there kind of in Halifax or in that general area.
In that area, yeah.
That's going to be really cool. And that's happening in August?
It's happening in August, yeah. So if anybody wants to come, they're certainly welcome. And I have all the details. Just slide into my DMs.
Perfect. Yeah. You know what? You should start putting that out there. Like letting people know. Come on. We've only got, what, 6 months? Oh, yeah, 6 months. But 6 months goes fast.
It does go fast, though. When we were planning the whole Vegas trip, it was crazy how fast it actually came.
So you've been in the community for almost 4 years now. What is it that kind of keeps you around? I know like we've had many accounts that have just kind of drifted away, who used to be very active, and then all of a sudden they're just not around anymore. But what keeps you here? What keeps you interested?
I definitely think it's the people. I definitely think like my everyday conversations with everybody really makes a big difference. Like my life is so much based around the community, but it's good. It's based around the community in a good way.
Yeah, I think that's it exactly. It's once you've surpassed or gone beyond just being on Instagram to make posts and you know, put your content out there, but when you start making friends, like you actually make connections and relationships with people, that's where the community vibe comes in, and that's what keeps you, or at least, you know, that's what keeps me there, and obviously that's what keeps you there. So I think that's really interesting that a community that just started out of nowhere with people who are strangers who had a shared interest in the baby Yoda have now become such great friends. And I love to see that people stick around for years. And I hope we're going to be there for years to come.
I think so. I think we will be. I think that like people will come and go, but I think like the main people will kind of stick around. You're stuck with me forever.
Yeah. Yeah. I better be. We better be stuck with you forever, Cole. And I feel like sometimes too, if as long as the community, like the core community stays there, anybody that leaves for a while might actually come back to us later, or, you know, like I'm sure they have to be interested in some way of, you know, is this community still there? And they come look for us. And if we're there still, they might come back. So I have hope for that.
That would be super sweet. Yeah. That's really nice. That's a good way to think of it.
So here's a different kind of question. What are like three random facts about you that people might not know?
The first one would be that I'm not a dude. I get so much with Yodi. I get so much people like, oh, you're not a dude? No, I'm a girl.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess another random fact is I've been living a healthy lifestyle for the last 14 years. I started out at 320 pounds, and I lost 180 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
And that's just through diet and exercise.
You just did that on your own?
I did that on my own. So I went to my doctor and I got routine blood work done. And my doctor said, you have diabetes, you have high blood pressure, you have high cholesterol, like just a slew of health issues. And he said, you want to put me on medication? And I said, no. I said, I don't want to go on medication. I want to figure out how to do this on my own. It was a wake up call. It was my rock bottom wake up call. And so I was like, you know what? I got to figure out how to do this on my own. So I joined a gym. I started researching into healthy eating. It's been a journey for the last 14 years. And it's interesting though. Like I'm always learning new things and I'm trying new things. And there's so many different things out there that you can do.
That's really amazing, Cole. For somebody to just have that wake up call and decide on their own, they're going to do this. That's rare. People don't do that so easily.
and keep it off for 14 years too. Like, that's the big thing too. Like, most people who lose weight, there's a percentage of most people who lose weight gain it back within the first 5 years.
Yeah, I get that. I've been on that road.
But you know, I know what it's like to be unhealthy, and I know what it's like to be healthy, and I just much rather choose a healthy.
Absolutely. And so that's where, is that where your slop comes in? Or yogurt slop?
Yeah.
Did you, what kind of like changes did you make in your diet at the time? I mean, this is interesting for me because I'm always looking for healthy tips.
I went to a natural path, and the natural path taught me about macronutrients. So I make sure I have a certain amount of percentage of protein, carbs, and healthy fats. And that's just based on my age, my activity level.
So that's like, there's some science behind it. That's pretty cool. Anything else?
Yeah, I actually have a dog account, Plug Out to Calls and Ginger. And I post reels on Instagram of my dog.
I think Ginger has, how many followers does she have now?
A little over 2 grand, I think.
That's amazing. So more than our babies, more than obviously my personal. Or...
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ginger is so super cute. She, oh, you got her from, you said she was a rescue from the state?
Yeah, she's South Carolina.
How cool. That's, how did they get her up to you? Did they fly her or? Driver?
Well, no, they took her out by a bus, and then someone had to meet them at the border. So they had this big giant bus full of animals, and someone had to meet them at the border and sign off on it and stuff like that. It's this huge process.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny because like I remember her very first winter here, because she was from South Carolina, so it was like nice temperatures all the time and stuff like that. Her first time finding snow, she didn't know what it was, and she was kind of iffy looking at it and stuff like that. And then she was sniffing at it, and then she realized she could run in it, and then she ran, and it was so cute. It was just one of those moments, like she was free, and she knew she was free.
That's so cute. Oh, so do you have any other hobbies that you do in your free time? I know Ginger obviously is a big part of your life.
I think health and fitness is a big hobby of mine too. I really like researching into things, and I like planning out different workouts. I'm planning workouts for people as well.
Oh, so you're kind of doing like, well, would you consider like coaching?
Yes and no. Like, I mean, I'm not like certified to be a coach, but I've lived it. So it's kind of like, I can't sit there and like charge you money for, and give you, but I can give you my advice.
That's a cool thing, Calls. Like you have like that, the personal experience of that. Like you could totally do that.
Yeah. Well, it makes me be able to understand it more. So people who are like, who are like maybe a bit overweight and stuff like that. And then they're upset. They're like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym. People are going to be staring at me. Hey, I was there. Like, you know, I was the big girl at the gym. Like, I totally understand where you're coming from, but I guarantee you nobody cares what you're doing. They're there for their reasons, and they're not paying attention to you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, is trying to get out of your own head and get beyond that. That's so true.
Yeah. That's why I don't mind. Like, I have a lot of people who will ask me questions, or like they'll want me to sit down with them. And I have this whole booklet I give them, just because it's easier for me to sit there with this booklet that I made up for people than like this, you know. So I'll just sit there with the booklet and I'll go through it with them and I'll help them out. And if they want me to plan a workout for them, yeah, no problem. Just give me some time and let me know what you like doing. And it's fun for me.
I think I want to come to you and have you do some of that for me. That's cool, Cole.
Come in August.
Oh, right.
I'll put you through some boot camps.
Okay, cool. Okay, so community questions we had. First question is from Pepito666. And they say, what made you join the BYC? This is kind of something we were talking about earlier, I think, with what made you join the community.
At the time, I was going through some health issues, and we talked about that a little bit earlier. I was diagnosed with endometrious cancer, and I didn't know, like, I knew I had to do something. Like, I was stuck at home. I couldn't really do anything. I didn't have much energy. I knew I had to do something for my mental health. So I started taking pictures. I lived in a really pretty area at the time. And I got my baby Yoda. I got Yodi. And I just started incorporating him in the pictures. And, you know, then I started seeing, okay, people are posting. Like, other people are posting. There's other people here that are doing this. So, you know, you just reach out in the DMs and you start talking to people. And it just went from there.
It's so helpful for so many of us to have this community. Like, so many of us were having such difficult times when the community started or when we found the community. So it's pretty cool that the community was there for you when you were going through all of that.
Yeah, no, I definitely found the community for a reason. And I'm so grateful that I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Baby's Yoda 253F, who does Ginger like more, Yodi or Indy?
Ginger definitely likes Indy a lot more. If I can take Indy and put it beside Ginger, and Ginger just kind of lets everything happen. If I did that with Yodi, she'd probably be like in the mouth within like 2 seconds. Ginger likes taking Indy stuffed animals too.
Oh, she'll bring them to Indy?
She will, yeah.
How cute. All right, let's see. Life of Baby Yoda. Why does Yodi want to fail school?
He says that being good at school hurts his street cred. And so he'd rather fail and be cool than be in school and be smart.
So whose idea was it for him to go to school? Did he decide to do that on his own?
No, it was my idea. I forced him into it. This is a compromise. He's doing the assignments, but he's not doing them. He's doing them in his own way, he says, which is making him like fail every assignment.
Well, at least he's participating in his own way.
That's true.
Okay, Captain Hook 72 F. What does Indy do when Yodi won't let her post on Instagram?
She gets Yodi distracted. So she'll get one of her girlfriends to message Yodi. And then Yodi thinks, oh, a lady's messaging me. So he's all distracted and she'll just log on and do whatever she needs to do while he's talking to her friend.
So she has accomplices in the community.
She does. O's before bros.
O's before bros, yeah. That's Indy's motto.
Yeah.
Okay, a friend of the community, Arturo, says, what is your favorite Baby Yoda moment in the show?
I liked when he was eating the eggs. It was just really funny. And then also when he was using the Force to steal from the children, like the macarons.
Oh, yes. That was the most adorable.
Yeah.
There's so many moments. Like, it's hard to narrow it down, but those are perfect.
It is so hard to narrow it down. Every time that Grogu comes on the screen, I'm always like, oh, like your heart just starts melting.
Yeah, right?
Like, so cute.
I don't even know what's going on in the scene. I just know that the baby's in front of me and that's all I care about.
Yeah.
Okay. Baby Yoda fan Dale, he asked, would you rather fight 100 Yodi-sized angry monkeys or one angry monkey-sized Yodi?
I think I'd rather fight 100 Yodi-sized angry monkeys just to see them. I think that'd be so cute for them to just be stomping all over the place trying to be all angry. I get a total mental picture.
Can you imagine all these tiny Yodi-sized monkeys? Yeah, that would definitely be preferable to the angry monkey-sized Yodi. Imagine a Yodi that big. Holy crap.
Yeah. Yodi's just a little guy. He's actually a little above average at 6.5 inches.
I was so surprised when I met him in person how tiny he is, because he's got such a personality. You expect him to be like, you know, this human-sized character, but he's so tiny.
He's like a chihuahua. Like that fierce... Tiny but fierce.
Exactly. That's the perfect way to describe Yodi. Well, you know, that kind of goes into the next set of questions we have from Yodina and Yodine. They say, Yodi, Daddy was so impressed by your confidence and command of the room in Las Vegas that he couldn't get near you. Aww. So that goes to show he does have a bigger personality than he does a body.
Yeah.
Okay, so Yodin and Yodin continue, and they say, or they ask, where does Yodi get his unique personality from?
I think it's a side of me. So I think he inherited it from me. I remember in Instagram history, he got a cell phone, and that was kind of the beginning of his little personality, his little double personality. He found out what weighties were and how he could contact them, and it kind of went from there.
That is true. That's kind of like the timeline when Yodi went from just kind of being a sort of innocent little guy to going after the weighties.
Yeah, that was a downward spiral.
Which I think that's what happens to all of us. Once we get our cell phones, that's it. We're doomed.
Yeah, no, that's very true.
All right. And the last question from Yodina and Yodine. What was Yodi like when he was born?
He was innocent. He was a lot sweeter. He's nothing like he is now.
I remember his adventures were just like out in the nature and getting the stink blown off of him. And
yeah.
I think that was one of the first posts I saw of yours that it just like, I don't know what it was. It was the setting, because he was there like with nature, and I don't know if there was like a little waterfall or something by him, but just this tiny little Yodi standing out there in the nature getting the stink blown off of him. It was the cutest thing. He said, Mommy Mando says, I have to get the stink blown off of me, or something like that. It was adorable. But yeah, that's definitely the old Yodi. We don't really see that guy too much anymore.
No, I think he's hidden and locked in the dungeon somewhere.
Right. So there's a few questions here that it looks like they're asking Yodi directly. Is he around? Like, would he be willing to answer some questions?
If you pay him, I'm sure he will be.
Hey, you peasants, I dare you for this.
Okay, yeah, Yodi, you can send us the bill. We'll certainly get that taken care of one way or another. Okay, so first question for Yodi is from Daddy Loves Grogu. And they ask, Yodi, how is Indy doing?
I know not know that. I know not her receptionist. Or actors.
I need subtitles with Yodi.
I think that one was, I know not know that. I'm her receptionist. I'm not her receptionist. Go ask her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess we'll go ask her then.
Yeah.
Thanks, Yodi.
It's like if a baby talks, I have no idea what they're saying, but I know what Yodi's talking.
Okay, Grogu the Womp Rat is asking, why is Yodi so threatened by Small?
What the hell, Small? I know not threatened by you. You should be free, I crush.
Wow, I think Small has gotten Yodi worked up. Is the Small and Yodi like Funko thing all still an issue? We haven't heard about that rivalry.
I think that they're always going to be like mortal enemies. I think that they'll always kind of have something going back and forth. And we do, a lot of times we'll slide into the DMs and we'll go back and forth. And, you know, on different like comments, he'll leave a comment on something and I'll leave a comment. It's fun.
So it's still going on. It's just not like out there for everybody else to see. You guys are kind of keeping the fire alive, basically, between you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, last question for Yodi. Stick around, Yodi. You got your last question here. This is from Jesse Joker. He wants to know, what is the obsession with butts and Yodi?
That's what I think of that question.
That's what I think of that question.
Well, you got your answer, Jesse Joker. That's what he thinks of that question. But dude, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for being willing to share and be open and have your voice heard, and thanks to Yodi for gracing us with his presence.
Yeah. No, thanks for having me again. It was really fun.
Okay, good.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye, girl.